Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Right, folks, this is it. This is where I wanted the podcast to start growing. And this is it. We found a place in Loughborough. A quick introduction to the lads, Aidy and Chris. This is the fourth one of the podcast things we've been doing.
It's definitely the fourth.
Yeah. definitely the fourth. Anyway, we found a place in Loughborough. It's called Grandma's Studio. If your gran had a podcast, this is where she would record it. And I've bought a shirt that looks like the...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Wallpaper of a 1970s retro place, but I've blended in with the background. I can't see myself on the camera.
It's good camouflage.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. I could be in the army. You were in the army, weren't you?
No.
Well, I thought you were in the territorial.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you just went to get your driving license for a lorry, didn't you? So anyway, if you go to visit grandmas.studio for more info in Loughborough. This is it. We're trying to promote a little business, aren't we? Just starting up.
We certainly are.
So here we go then. So this is the podcast. This is hopefully how it will work in the future. Quite good, isn't it? I like it. What do you think to it?
I like it.
It's nice.
You've got to get used to talking into a microphone, though, ain't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
This is the thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the more we do it, the more we get used to
it's
it.
It's nice and cosy.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, let's have a fucking chat.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Fuck's sake. Let's have a chat. We've had some stuff happening in the news lately, haven't we? Matt Hancock, what are your thoughts on Matt Hancock and Boris and Keir Starmer? And Matt's little...
I'll let you start with the Matt Hancock one. Are we going from what he did last Friday or in general?
Well, I was just thinking from last Friday, but you can go from in general if you want.
I just think... I mean, if he could do them sort of things, not in front of the camera, you know what I mean? He's got to have known there's a camera there, surely.
Well, this is the thing. Did he know it was there? Has he been set up? I mean, let's face it, everywhere we've worked, I mean, we worked at Canon, didn't we? And we knew where the security cameras were. I bet you don't work now, do you? But I bet you know where your security cameras are at work.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Yeah.
In the warehouse, and I certainly knew where mine were at Alpha Gary in Melton because it paid to know where you were going to hide and not get caught.
My question is this. Do I think he was set up? Yes, because this happened in his office in May. So why did it only come out last Friday?
I have no idea. And the thing as well is I've always got this thing that it's not a good thing to say, but if you're going to leave your wife or you're going to cheat on your wife, cheat on something better. And I don't think that Gina's better than his wife.
It's a difficult one because you don't know what his wife's like about her personality. Because you could, I've always said this, you could have the best looking girl in the world and her personality is horrible, but you could have someone who's average looking, who's the most kindest, loving person. And that Gina went university with him. Yeah. So they had this camaraderie and they just clicked because they did a radio station together. So he had kids. And when you have kids with someone, you lose that excitement. And then that Gina, he obviously got her the job.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because like, shadow of a doubt.
Well, I say, I mean, I've said this before. Basically, he's used taxpayers' money to shag her. And he's made her into a prostitute, but we're paying for his prostitution. He ain't even paying for it out of his own pocket.
But what's wrong with that?
Because people are working.
Thumbs up for me. I'm joking.
joking. Don't stop. Oh, God. Here we go. This is the first one and we've already shut it down. No, because... I mean, if that's what makes him happy, going with a prostitute, then fair enough. Not that Matt Hancock has been with a prostitute... but it does seem that he's paid her out of our money, which is what pisses me off. I'm not particularly bothered if he's had an affair
but
or anything.
The history of all governments, they all do the same.
Yeah, they're all just as bad.
All of them. Look at Tony Blair. He's made himself a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
On the back of taxpayers. So you'll never change it.
No,
you have to do is just... Yeah, I'm not bothered about him having the affair. That doesn't concern me.
No, nor me.
What concerns me is the hypocrisy for him to go on TV and say, if you go out, you're going to get fined. If you go walking with a coffee with a friend, you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
And yet he goes in his office, pulls her close to him, no social distancing.
With his winker.
Yeah, and it's like, don't
budget to be dictate. Fair, he could be built like a donkey, for all we know. True. I doubt it.
Well,
he doesn't seem like the man to have a large penis, does he?
I just think it's one of those things where you'll never, ever change that situation. But don't be a hypocrite about it.
Yeah,
and especially, did you see that Trevor Phillips on Sky News? You must have seen that.
Which one was that? I don't watch a lot of Sly News, to be fair.
Last Sunday... Trevor Phillips, he used to be an MP.
Oh, the black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had to bury his daughter.
Yeah.
And he was only allowed 30
exactly,
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he turned around and he said, why should I listen to anything you tell me now? Because...
Actually, they're doing what they want to do. They're all having parties.
Well, look at the G7.
Yeah.
The G7
It's always been the way. You'll never change. What we have to do is do what we want to do, but do it in a sly manner so we don't get...
Well, he took that Gina to the G7 thing, didn't he?
Yeah.
That ain't a bad job, is it? 15 grand a year and she's meeting world leaders. Fucking hell. You're right, though. I mean, Matt Hancock has spent 15 months telling us to not do this, not do that, and then he's just basically just done what he's, you know, and it just winds me up.
You know what it is, Dave? For some absurd reason, MPs through the years think the general public are thickos. We're thick.
Yeah.
Because Dominic Cummings drove 200 miles to a castle.
Yeah.
And yet Boris Johnson pushed in front of the camera saying, right, you've got to do this. And the way Dominic Cummings explained it, I was thinking, are you taking the mickey?
Yeah.
He was uncomfortable
with that, weren't he? He was
forced to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why he's doing what he's doing now.
Yeah, he is.
Because he's got rid of the reins and he's thinking, right, you sods. And I believe everything he's telling now.
I believe a fair bit of it.
Definitely.
I believe that they did actually think Hancock was completely fucking useless.
Yeah.
He's just got nothing about him, I don't think. And his eyes, you look into Matt Hancock's eyes, they're dead. They're like a fucking shark's eyes.
But I always remember in the beginning, Piers Morgan was brilliant. Like, you know, interviewing him. And Hancock, who was like a child, he couldn't take it. So he said, I'm not going on GMTV anymore.
Because I got difficult questions and I can't answer them. I can't tell the truth.
Because he wasn't up for the job.
Well, he don't know the answers, do they? The government don't know the answers of anything that's happening. But that video when he's kissing her, he looked like a virgin on a school disco, didn't he? And I bet he cum in his pants. I bet it was horrible. I don't feel any pity for him or.
Oh no, none at all.
And I doubt what you get.
Yeah, and I doubt if the country, if you could find me 20 people that feel sorry for Matt Hancock, I bet they're all Tory MPs.
You know, this time next year, he'll be in another role, a senior role.
He'll be on Celebrity Come Dancing.
Because look at that Savid Javid. Each role, he's had like a top ministerial role, and he's only lasted a year.
Yeah.
And yet they've given him this one.
Yeah. Well, I actually tweeted about. What's his name? Because I can't say it. Savid Javid.
Always right. Say Savid of the Javid.
Right.
You can't go
around. You make him sound like a Star Wars character.
Yeah.
Don't you? Well, anyway, I said something on Twitter about him resigning under Boris, and I thought, hold on, he couldn't work under Boris the last time, so what makes him take on probably the next biggest job with Home Secretary and the Chancellor? How come he can do this job now? And somebody said he quit because of Dominic Cummings wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. So he's... Now Dominic Cummings is out of the way. He's Savage of the David, or whatever his name is. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I have trouble saying bloody English names half the time. So do you think that's probably...
I just think it's got to the point where the government have realised we can't do any more lockdowns.
Yeah.
So what they've said is we'll bring Savage in and say, yo, no matter what, we've got to learn to live with it.
Yeah.
But they're saying... The whole thing is the vaccination.
Yeah.
They want to get as many people vaccinated. So they've worked out the timeline. Right, you know and I know, and AD knows, that 4 weeks from when we were supposed to, when was it, June 21st?
Yes.
On the Monday?
Yeah, June 21st.
You tell me, what's the difference from 4 weeks from there to July the 19th?
Probably about 3-4 million people being injected.
That's the key thing. That's all they're bothered about. And they've looked at this thing. You know what? We could get another 5 million people
but
in.
The thing is, they can only implement this vaccine while they're under some kind of lockdown restriction.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll leave that one there because it's getting deep and I'll probably get demonetized. Right, we're now moving on to our TARDIS moment. If this is where, for people who are new to the channel, this is where we ask each other our TARDIS moment, where you can go back in time. You cannot go into the future because obviously we do not know the future, but you can go back in time and witness a historical event. AD, what would you do? I mean, what were your last one? You wanted to see Tina Turner or something at Las Vegas,
well,
didn't you?
Yeah, well.
You got like £1 billion worth of machinery and you want to go back and see Tina Turner where you can watch her on YouTube?
No, I've been thinking about this ever since last time.
You made yourself look a twat.
Anyway, I don't know if this is weird or what, but I'd like to be in the custody suite when they brought the Yorkshire Ripper in.
Ooh, that's a very fucking good one, that.
Because I'd have just liked to see...
Where did you get that one from?
I was just...
Have you been watching it on... What has it been on Netflix or something, this Yorkshire Ripper?
It was, yeah, Netflix.
No, I haven't, but that's what I thought. Yeah, just be in the back of there. When they brought him into the custody suite, what it was like.
Yeah, do you think they're all high-fiving and stuff?
No, because they made so many errors.
They made cock-ups of it.
Oh, I'm just going to say, get a bit close to the microphone, lads.
Hello.
Yeah, that's a good one, that, my old
lad.
Yeah, And because it was just like a wooden top that caught him, weren't it?
Yeah,
because of dodgy number plates or something.
It was just look, wasn't it? Just look.
Yeah. You know, like the police were like taking all, yeah, we've got him. Well, you haven't really got, yeah, you've got him, but you haven't caught him on physical evidence, have you? You've just caught him in a car.
It was just look.
Yeah, that's a good one, that, AD. I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than you seeing Tina Turner in Las Vegas.
What's yours?
Mine, I've been dying to say this. I do actually want to go back to, it's not that far ago. It's only about 15 years ago. I would love to go back to where the night of Madeleine McCann going missing. I would love to be just standing outside there and seeing if somebody did take her. Or, I tell you what I would probably like to do then, is go back a little bit further. Be on the plane when they land and just follow them and see actually what happens.
Once again, I've got my own take on it. And my take is this. They did it time and time before. They went with other couples. They all left their
allegedly.
Kids.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah. They all left their kids and they got used to it. Someone, paedophile, was noticing, thinking... Hang on, they keep leaving their kids.
Yeah.
And someone's took advantage of it.
Yeah.
And I also think there was like sort of sleeping tablets crushed up and stuff, and the kids were moaning. And you got to remember that. Is his name Jerry?
Yeah.
He seems like a nasty sort of bloke anyway.
Yeah.
Like very... Yeah. Strict,
yeah, cold, and he's calculating,
yeah, yeah. And so, like, some people are, you know, yeah, can't help it. Like, yeah, her, she just never smiled, she showed no emotion. So, we all thought the worst that they did it. We now know they didn't, but they could have avoided it happening because the main reason I'm saying this, me and Jackson's mum, when Jackson was a year old, we went to the exact same place,
right?
Stopped in the same complex,
spooky,
yeah. And what we did, it doesn't matter. We never left Jackson. There was like a kids' club. Every time we went something to eat, yeah, Jackson would always have a sleep.
This is what I don't understand.
And he would be with us all the time.
I mean, would you leave your kids?
No, not at all. I'd want to be able to see them.
But they got blasé about it and thought, oh, this is all right. Because they were, and I'm not like being disrespectful, because they were doctors, they thought, oh, yeah, we know what we're doing. Because I'm telling you now, if that was you or me, would have been prosecuted.
Yeah. Did you see The Cry? Did you see the BBC drama The Cry? I told you about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I watched it because of you. Because it had Gemma, my favourite girl, Jenna Coleman.
Yeah.
That was bloody brilliant.
Yeah. Have you seen it? No. You get it. Go watch it on whatever it's
I don't
on.
Want to ruin it, but she buries her husband under the concrete anyway. So, but it's really good.
So what's your TARDIS moment then, Christopher?
I actually haven't had much time to think about this. So
no, because we've only been about 6 weeks.
I know.
You've been lying at home with
had
a major
surgery.
Major surgery.
I'm lucky to be alive, to be
life
perfectly
changing.
Honest. Mine is... Oh, such a good one. Okay, mine's going to be a little bit boring, but I'd like to be the moment that Oliver Cromwell gave an olive tree to Charles I and said, listen, all you've got to do is sign this. You keep, like, being a king, but we're going to take all power away, but you keep all your palaces. And I'd love to be there and just say to Charles, listen, mate, if you don't, they're going to chop your head off.
Yeah,
and
stick it on a pike.
There's going to be this government and you'll have no powers. And I'd like to know what he was thinking, why he just didn't
sounds
agree.
A bit like Boris now, isn't it? Boris, you can still be the PM, but you'll do what we tell you to do because the people in the background are really in charge and not you.
It's true. It's like we have a royal family. There's no point in us being a republic because the royal family now know what they're here for. This silly thing about opening parliament doesn't mean anything.
Fuck all.
It's all written down.
Yeah.
But I'd love to know why people are so power hungry. Why did Charles I just... Like, he had everything.
Yeah.
And he decided, because of pride, he said no. And he really thought... We had a civil war, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we did. People don't realise that. No. We've actually had a civil war. Well, you never know the way it's going in this country. You might have one now.
Yeah. And so many people died. And yeah, he should have just said... Because if it was me, I'd say, what, can I keep all my palaces?
Yeah.
All them birds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sign.
And the horses. And do I get to keep my hat?
Yeah,
you keep your ground.
And that's it. But for some reason, he just went, no, because I think the people still love me. The people don't love you. Same thing happened in the French Revolution. It happens all the time. It happened in Russia with the Tsars.
Yeah.
If you keep being opulent and keep spending money on yourself, and the little people are going to say, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
It happens in every single... Yeah. But people don't learn from it. And that's oh, yeah, I'd like to go back to then.
Fair
which
enough.
Which would be... 15th century.
Yeah, there you go. You see. That is taking the TARDIS back a long way.
Isn't it?
That's fucking going miles back.
But I'll be killed anyway because they say, what's that black person doing at St. James Palace? I'll be like, shit.
Tell her you're related to Anne Boleyn in the Channel 4 thing.
You obviously haven't watched Channel 5, have you?
Channel 5, is that what it's... I can't remember. They're all after...
We'll have to talk about that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that
is
good.
That's weird,
one.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's woke gone mad, AD.
Well, that's for a later one when we've established this podcast a bit more. We've already probably fucked it up already. Talking about the McCanns and whatever. Right, I want to move on to something. This is really serious. This is Colin Pitchfork being released. He might be released. At the time of writing this, they're actually appealing. Is it the Lord Justice or somebody who's actually appealing against it?
Wouldn't let him out.
For people who don't know, and if you don't know, then you've really got to catch up on this. There was actually an ITV drama about it, weren't there?
Yeah.
Sam Tyler out of Life on Mars invented the DNA thing, didn't he? Pitchfork, he was jailed in life for life in January 1988 after he murdered, raped and murdered Lynn Mann and Dawn Ashworth, both aged 15. So his crimes of murder, rape, paedophilia and abduction. Yet the board of parole now seem to think that he's been rehabilitated. He can walk amongst us all.
I won't let him out.
What's your thoughts? I'll tell you
I just think that he should stay in. I mean, anyway, the way I look at it, if you take someone's life like the way he did, why should you get out yourself? And
yeah,
it's just wrong.
I just don't honestly understand what these fucking board of paroles are thinking.
You're just too soft.
Yeah.
When it comes to that sort of thing.
If this was North Korea or, I don't know, China, you'd be dead.
Yeah, strung him up.
Simple as that. Or can you imagine if it was...
well, in America.
In Iraq or Dubai.
In America, I think it's a fair chance that he would be on death row.
But he'd be on death row for 50 years.
Yeah. Well, at least he'd be on there.
He won't be coming out anyway.
But it just amazes me. It's like they have these people who assess him, don't they? And Keir Starmer said that, well, these are the rules and the laws are that we should let him out after 20
years. Yeah, but
the
rules need to be changed then.
Well, of course they do. And I'd be kicking off a fuss over that.
If that was your daughter and every year you celebrate her birthday and you know she'll be 30, 40,
yeah.
she deserves to be
She'd probably
mom.
Be getting married at the age of 27, yeah. 28.
She deserves to be a grandparent.
And he's out
And he's
shopping.
Taken that away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why should he be allowed... freedom. Why should he be allowed to do the simple things, going to the cinema?
No, he shouldn't.
Because he took someone's life.
Yeah.
So...
he's only 61 now, isn't he?
Is he 61?
He's 61 or something like that. He's in his early 60s. So in theory, there is nothing stopping him from getting those urges again. Because let's face it, men are lying, devious bastards, aren't we? You know what I mean?
Talk about yourself, I'm all right.
I'll throw at you into that. You know, so he's sitting there and he's going, yeah, I'm sorry and all this. And like they're saying, yeah, well, that's another box tick. That's like, yeah, he's all right. Yeah, he's done there. Well, he's not going to murder, rape and dump a 15-year-old girl because the last I knew, there was no 15-year-old girls walking around in men's prison. That temptation's not there for him.
Exactly.
It's just wrong.
But... I don't know, we're just too soft in this country with everything. And I don't understand why we are.
No, I don't.
Because it's not helping society. Because when we were kids, we never heard of knife crime. We never heard of kids stabbing kids.
No.
Like, we used to have a fight, and that was the end of it. And when you did, you shook hands, and there's no more to it. Kids now stab each other for a scooter.
Yeah.
Or, like, that young girl. Remember that young girl a couple of years ago? She was in the park with the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And some bloke, just for a laugh, stabbed her in the side and she died. That's crazy.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand the...
mentality.
Because
when you're a kid, like, you'll all agree on this. When we were kids, we used to be scared of coppers.
Yeah, because
they were allowed to hit you around the head.
Yeah.
And you'd shit yourself. But coppers aren't allowed to raise their voice to you.
No.
Swear at you.
No.
Look at you in a way that you're homophobic or racist or anything. So,
have you ever felt, right, this is going to be a good question for the pair of you. Obviously, people who can't see this, Chris and Adia are black. I'm a big fat white gammon, no doubt. Somebody will describe me. Have you ever felt nervous when the police do approach you? Do you think, here we go?
No, I've never felt it.
No.
Is that because of the area we live, though? Is that because we don't live in, like, a city centre?
Probably, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I lived in Ullisthorpe, Colville and Loughborough, and I've never felt intimidated. But I've never been stopped by police to say, oh, let's have a look at your licence. I think London is a different kind of fish.
Oh, it fucking is, mate. It's a complete... it's a different world.
Yeah.
It may as well be Star Wars.
I was chased on a pushbike.
By a copper?
Yeah.
Did you?
When I was at school, coming out, riding my bike. I ridden over a zebra crossing. The next minute, there was a copper following me on his push bike.
And what did he say?
Oi, stop!
So in theory, though, you had broke the law.
Well, yeah, I did.
By doing what?
Going over a zebra crossing when people were crossing.
Yeah, but he had every right to stop you.
Yeah, he did, yeah. But he was chasing me.
Did you get a fine?
No, he just rolled at me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which is fair enough. And I bet you've never, ever rode over a zebra crossing again on a push bike.
No.
No, I haven't. But the thing is, in one way, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the police, but if you look at the stats, more young black people in London stab each other and more black people in London carry knives.
Yeah.
So that's why they do stop and search. Yeah.
But it is... But there again, it's like there is no... You do think to the people that there is no future for sometimes. In these town centres, city centres, there is no future for them, is there? It's all... It's fucking frightening, to be fair, because there is nothing on offer. It's like there is no hope for them. I was watching a clip on something on Facebook the other day, and this black lad had a fight with a teacher, or he got the ghetto, the radio thing, and like he goes, "I've got no future." He says, "What do you expect me to do?" And I'm thinking,
you can see why they go and sell drugs. And
yeah,
right?
You can,
or because the nice clothes.
They're actually trying to better themselves, but I don't know. No.
It's a difficult one.
It is a difficult situation. I ain't going to say feel pity for him, because that just sounds like an insult, but I've got some sympathy for him, because there is absolutely fuck all in, you know, you've to get anywhere. And to move out of London, it must cost a fortune.
But I can't understand why anyone wants to live in London. No. Can you? No. I'd hate it. Absolutely hate it.
It's got to go again. Got to start.
Is it going again?
No. Going to do it again.
Just remember, you're still hot.
I bet even in the winter, it's still red hot here, because you've got the lights, you've got nothing, have you?
I feel like I want to rap, you know, like NWA. Check
Milli Vanilli.
For people, we'll keep all this in, to be fair, because it's good little. These lads have never done this. I mean, I've only done it on. I've done it on the kickoff with Brian. I've been on Jack, mate. And it is just a different world, isn't it? Just to sit here with a microphone in front of it, and the fact that you can hear it.
But I feel like a real professional at something. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, because I feel like grabbing it and singing.
Fucking karaoke.
And then like throwing it and throwing a bottle on the floor and walking off. And
thank you. This is London. This is Loughborough. Thank you. Fuck off home. You've been shit. I just don't understand this thing with Pitchfork. He's like, they seem to think he's okay to be let out, but he's not. He's like, they never let Dennis Nielsen out, did they? When they weren't like looking in the toilets and stuff, finding a dead body in that, because he tried to flush it down the bog. It's just pathetic. And I think really these parole boards should come out and really explain why they think he should come out, he should be allowed out, because I just haven't got an idea. I haven't got a clue why they think he's... They're not normal thinking people in my book.
No. Like I said, you just won't change the law in this country.
It's too soft.
Yeah.
It is
soft, so... Anyway, we'll leave that one there. Now, this is another regular of our podcast. It's when me and Chris used to work together. Well, I suppose when did he come up to you and give you stupid words as well, Ada?
Oh God, look my words.
He's got right. Well, what it is that Chris had come up and he go, hey, Dave, do you know what masturbate means? I say, no, Chris, I haven't got a clue. And he said, well, it means when you do this to yourself, right? And so anyway, every so often, Chris, he'd either come up and talk to you in Portuguese.
Spanish. Hablo un poco español.
There you go, you see. Are you, what the fuck are you on about? He'd like just come off with all these stupid fucking phrases and do your head in. Or he'd say, what does such and such mean? So what we've thought of doing is Word of the Cast, where Chris will tell us a word and tell us what it means. So, Christopher. Now, they're not. We're trying to do this, so there's a jingle. So, you be careful. So, what we'll do is we'll do...
Word of the day.
No, word of the cast.
Oh, sorry. Word of the cast.
Right, so we'll have the jingle now.
Chris's Word of the Podcast. Can't we press one of them?
No, I'm pressing nothing. I'll probably break it.
All right.
What is the word of the cast then, Chris?
It is, hang on, punitive. I repeat, punitive.
Okay.
You're struggling saying that.
Yeah, which means inflicting or intended as punishment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of punishment?
It could be if you haven't paid a tax bill.
All right.
So it's a punitive matter. So it's not that like needs forgetting, to be addressed.
It's not like forgetting to buy the butter when you've been out shopping.
No.
No.
No. I would read more, but I haven't got my glasses on. I can't see a goddamn thing.
My glasses down somewhere. I can't find them. It's absolutely a fucking joke that you can't see things, isn't it? There are times you put your glasses. I said this yesterday and I did a review. I must have about 10 pairs of Wilkinson's glasses. And can I find the fucking things? I've got about 3 in the van and I've left them all in there. I've got them down the side of the sofa.
But don't you get frustrated? Because I do.
Because... Well, you wear glasses, so how long you wore glasses for now?
Oh, ages. I've got 2 pairs. Yeah. One for reading and one for... Yeah.
You don't like those, is it, what are they called?
Biofocals? Yeah. Where they go dark in...
No, they cut half.
I can't get used to them.
No, I tried them, didn't like it.
I had safety glasses with them. Oh, they spent half the time on the top of my head, and they used to say, why aren't you wearing glasses? Because I can't fucking see through them. And why can't you see them? Because they're shit.
Mm. Yeah, I'd send them back.
Yeah. And they say, and then all you do is you phone up Boots and they'll say, well, you've got to wear them and get used to them. I don't want to get used to them.
You can't
I want
keep
to
looking
wear
down, yeah. Looking yeah. up. And then when you're watching TV and you're like that, you got to tilt your head.
Yeah.
But me personally, I had to tilt down like that.
Yeah.
And I was conscious of it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't relax.
Oh, it's just fucking shit. Just
so I'd rather glass. Just yeah. change. But you got to, it's just, I don't know. You know, the weird thing is, I had Jackson last week and he stayed most of the week. And his eyesight is like Superman.
Yeah.
And
he can set you on fire with a laser.
Oh my God, he can just see everything dead clear. And I turn around to him, I said, you have no idea how lucky you are. And he goes, what do you mean? Like, because he's...
Kids.
Yeah. And I used to love my eyes.
Yeah.
And now... Yeah, but you got to accept it, mate. You're getting old. You know what I mean?
I'm 29. That's young.
I know what you mean. I'm the same. I'm 52, and I'm like... It's just, and my eyesight was absolutely brilliant. Really, really good. You could
then all
see
of a sudden,
fucking miles. Yeah.
Just goes.
Yeah. I tell you when we used to make granules at work and you used to have to slice them and look for holes in them.
Coffee maker.
Oh, fucking wish. And anyway, I was looking at these granules. I thought, yeah, they're all right. And anyway, I sent it away, this thing, and it come back and it says, these got all fucking holes in them, the porous. And you don't want a hole in a granule because it creates
porous. Mean?
It means it's like an aero bar, bar of chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want air in the granules because if there's air in the cable, it burns.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm going,
okay.
But where? And they're going there, look. And I went, I can't fucking see it. And they're going, your eyes are gone.
Bloody hell!
And I'm thinking, oh, for fuck's sake.
So and then they got yours, 20 years ago. You've been wearing glasses 15 or 20 years.
A long time, yeah. I can't remember how long, but a long time. It's got to be, yeah.
Because I've got photos of us. I was looking through some old photos. And you never wore glasses.
No, I can't remember wearing them at Canon.
No, I didn't.
So I reckon 10 years you've been wearing them.
Probably, yeah.
Even when we went cinema. When we went cinema, when the Cineworld first opened, yeah. You didn't wear your glasses then.
You don't need to. It's a fucking massive screen. How fucking big do you want a glass?
Because that's been open 6 years, Cineworld, do you reckon?
Don't know.
Yeah?
The only film I've ever seen there is Joker.
I went through a stage of going every week.
Yeah.
Me and Jackson would always go. I loved it. I haven't been to the cinema for so long. But there's nothing out there. What's that noise?
This phone. Dog's gone out.
It's your phone.
No, I've turned it off.
People can hear this tinkling noise and it's... 80s Alsatian going into the fucking back garden for a slash.
No, I've turned my phone up.
Right, so that's the word of the podcast. Thank you very much for Christopher. Now, Now, we are normally going to try and watch something on TV, which helps. And me and Ady have actually watched the entire series of Clarkson's Farms. Chris managed to watch about 20 minutes.
But I can give you my reasons.
But he can give you his reason.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Well, let me give you a bit of the background of the story. It was Clarkson bought a farm. It's located in the Cotswold in 2008, and he used to have a bloke who run it. Then this bloke who ran it for him has retired. So Clarkson says, I'll take that on, and Amazon have paid him a fucking enormous amount of money to run this farm. Now, I liked it. It is a bit Top Gear. It's a bit Grand Tour. Some of it is scripted. I agree. But Chris, you give me your opinions on why you said you'd actually gave it. I'll let you talk.
Yeah. Right. I thought, I quite like Jeremy Clarkson, and I like Top Gear. What him and the other two did was brilliant. It changed the way we watch TV.
Yeah.
So a few people, you said it, and a couple of mates said, you know, oh, you got to watch it. And I thought, right, I'll give it a go. And as soon as I put it on, it just had like that sprinkling of Top Gear, and you could tell that some bits were a bit...
Well, yeah, yeah.
Staged. Yeah, but there's another side that opened my eyes, and that side was how hard fathers
were. June, because we were WhatsApping, June like went, yeah, but Chris, this and that.
Yeah.
And you come back and went, yeah, you're right there, June.
Yeah, and it did open my eyes.
I can't believe how hard it is.
Yeah. But it was the silly things. He knew what he was doing with that Lamborghini tractor. Yeah, and buying that. And that lad with the ginger hair.
Caleb.
Started talking about his haircuts. And you could tell that was a little bit staged. And
the bloke who...
The lad was 21, yet he knew all the field's names.
Yeah, but that you say he's 21, but he's. I mean, he said himself that he's not... He's never been out of...
Look, he's not...
You know.
Yeah, he went to London once.
Yeah.
And he stayed on the bus.
And I probably understand what he's saying, because I bet if he's 21, that means he's had, what, 15 years in there? I bet he was driving a tractor when he was about 8.
Yeah, yeah. But he just seemed a bit staged for me.
Yeah.
But I watched the whole lot, and there was...
The whole lot of the first one?
Yeah, yeah. And there was a really fit farmer woman in it.
Easy now.
She was, though. Do you remember her?
What, his girlfriend?
No,
not that one. The one who came to show him how to do the tractor.
To hook up.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Chris is a ladies' man. If you are new to the podcast, 3 P's in a podcast, by the way.
It was definitely odd.
Excuse me? I said I liked her, but come on, AD. I need to lower the tone.
I can't believe how much money it cost.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I know, 30 grand here, 40 grand there.
Yeah. I mean, Clarkson did... this ain't going to ruin it for you, Chris, because you probably won't watch it, and I hope I don't ruin it, because most people have fucking watched it now when all said and done. He acknowledges that Amazon have paid him for this. You know, he's been subsidised, so it doesn't really... It does matter to him, because I suppose he wants to make it a success, don't it? But Amazon have paid him to do this.
But you've got to remember, Jeremy Clarkson's not a stupid person. This is why he's a millionaire. He's got a percentage in it, so that programme will be sold all over the world.
Yeah.
And he'll make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
So, to him, the reality is these farmers around the country have to do this every single day.
Yeah.
To him, it's just a program.
But it was right, though, because there was one point where he was saying, you know, the government wants us to buy everything from abroad. We don't need farms. We'll chuck a load of fucking houses on everything. I mean, the building houses around our way, They're all over the place. We're losing fucking brown belt land, and there's going to be nowhere to grow crops at this rate. And he's right, because they're saying, oh, you've got to buy everything from abroad. New Zealand lamb, China from, you get your rice from China and your wheat from China and everything. And it's like, well, why don't we just actually take a step back and start farming for ourselves and look after our farmers? Don't rip them off with the milk out the cows. Don't rip them off over the price of meat. You know, let's be about right here.
I don't know the answer to that, because that doesn't make sense to me. In America, there's one thing. You know, everyone calls Donald Trump, but there's one thing I'm going to say about him. He's decided to make and buy everything from America again. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we're not doing
that. No, I don't. I don't understand why. Even if we want garden furniture, it's got to come from China on a fucking boat. Why can't we just make it here? If you go into
Primark... Every single clothes, you look at the back, it'll say made in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
And yet, these kids are on 2p a day.
Yeah.
And then you've got MPs saying, oh, you can't do that. Hang on, you're setting these guys up.
Yeah.
In our high streets.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy again.
It is hypocrisy again. Let's, Donald Trump said, make America great again. And now Biden's saying, build back better. There was, you know, let's just... Let's just all fucking work together.
But if you say, I mean, me personally, I don't think he was racist. I know proper racism. And this bull...
Well, you know racism. You would chase around Colville by a fucking skinhead, don't you? You know, that's how much racist can you get?
Someone saying...
Fucking seen out of, this is England.
Someone saying, let's make Britain... America great is deemed as racist. Yeah. Why? Because he's proud of his country. Yeah. So if someone in this country says, let's make Britain great again, oh, you're racist, you are. Yeah. Why? Because I love this country. And I'd rather buy...
British.
I would rather go and buy something. I mean, I buy stuff for the YouTubing, and like I'm looking at it on Amazon and eBay, and it's like always made in China. And I'm thinking, yeah, I want to buy something that's been made in fucking Gloucester. I want
Cornwall.
Yeah. That's not cream or scones or fucking jam. You know, I want to buy a piece of electronic machinery for my YouTubing from England or Scotland or Wales, at least, or Ireland.
But we do it from greed because we want profit all the time. Yeah. That's why. Will it change?
Money, isn't it?
No. Yeah, it's always about money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I'm doing the van up now. I'm doing the camper van, and I'm desperately trying to buy stuff that's everything that's made in this country because I'm a big fan of support. It's like while we're doing this podcast in this fucking hot podcast.
I'm boiling.
Yeah. And I want to support a local business, but it's hard to do if the facilities and the equipment and the materials aren't here. So we've got about another 5 minutes left. Is there anything that you lads want to talk about?
Can I just say something then?
You've
only got 5 minutes, right? Right. It's a big coincidence, right?
Is this going to be something that we could carry on to another podcast and make it a weekly thing or a monthly thing?
No, well, Dave, it's a bit personal to me.
Right.
Oh, is that?
Right, it's weird how we're all sitting here, right? My wife worked in this place for 27 years, right? And I just want to say to her, happy wedding anniversary, wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
27 years.
Yeah.
You've been married 27 years.
Yes. So I just
congratulations,
I just want to say happy anniversary.
That's good.
Well, what is it today or...?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. This might not be out for a couple of days
yet. It doesn't matter, she'll get it.
That's all right, she'll get the message.
Yeah.
She'll understand.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's all right.
And you said she used to work here where this is now. What did this place used to make then?
It used to be a software house.
All right.
Yeah. And they moved to Castle Donington.
Software as in what? Computer stuff. Yeah,
computers.
I know this sounds a bit boring. How long ago was it when they moved then? 2 years ago?
About 2-3 years ago.
Oh, so this place has only been empty for
a
while then?
Not been long.
Wow. Yeah, because I remember when you said, ages ago, this was years ago, and Tracy, she worked here, but I never knew you went to Castle Donington. Yeah. Whereabouts in Castle Donington then? Near M&S?
Right in the middle, yeah, yeah. She's got a new place there.
There's
a new building in the middle.
There's Red Row.
Yeah. You know when you you go past the available cars?
Yeah.
Come to the roundabout.
.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a left.
Oh, I know where you mean.
Go left again. Yeah, where the snack van is. Go down there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. Like a bit of boring.
Happy anniversary.
This place is about. It's about talking like this in like grandma's living room, isn't it? If this is where grandma would do a podcast, she'd do it in. She'd probably have a fan on though.
Yeah,
or window.
Well, the thing is, you see, you have to be careful because the noise and that would come on the microphones. But,
do you like the cuckoo clock? I love that.
Yeah, that's apparently a working clucking clock.
Yeah, so, but you can't because it says 4:10.
It's not wound up. You can't have it ticking, can you?
Oh, right, gotcha.
It'd do people's head in.
Yeah.
You know, people are lying there listening to us talk shit.
You know what it reminds me of?
A cuckoo clock?
No. Do you remember this program called Heidi?
Oh, yeah.
And she used to...
The Goat Girl. Yeah.
And I used to love it. And it was made in sort of like Switzerland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she used to go around with that young lad milking him. yeah, Heidi.
Right, what we're going to do then, we're going to finish this off. But what we're going to do is we're going to have a little chat about... Where have I got it wrote down on my thing? Obesity in children. A ban on junk food is coming in next year before 9 p.m. on the TV. It's also going to come in on... There's going to be restrictions online as well. So that's me fucked then, isn't it? Doing me McDonald's reviews and stuff. I'm well fucked.
Still in the morning.
I'll just... Oh, it's fucking unbelievable, isn't it? This fucking thing. But surely, in my mind, right, it's not the government's job to control kids. It's the parents' job. So... If you've got Jackson and he wants 3 Big Macs, what would you say?
I'd say you can have 2.
Exactly.
He's a greedy fat pig.
Yeah. It's it's about, you know, you're trying to guide a child through its life to get ready for adulthood.
Yeah.
And sometimes you actually have to say no. Ginge, she wanted a soda stream one day. She was not having a fucking soda stream. She'd just had a hamster. She's not having a fucking soda stream. Because all they do is they sit in the cupboard, don't they? The novelty wears off and that's it. So what do you think to that, Anadia?
Well, personally, I don't think the watershed will stop it anyway.
No.
And as you say, it's got to start at home. Parents.
Yeah.
But if they eat a lot, the kids are going to eat a lot anyway.
Of course they are.
I don't understand how the government think that if putting banning adverts over 9 o'clock, the general public could say, no, I don't care how hungry you are. If you want something, grab a cucumber. You try and say that to a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
And you've got to remember, everything's 24/7. You've got Uber Eats. You've got all this stuff that's available with a click of a finger. Do you know what I mean?
But the best thing is, like me and June were talking about it. The thing is, over this last 16 months, the only places that really have been open... There's fucking McDonald's, Domino's, burger places, chip shops, everything. It's the only thing that's kept the fucking country going just lately is these fast food things. And now the government are going to say, right, well, you can't do it. And it's funny how they're saying, right, we'll bring it in late next year. If you were that fucking worried about fat kids running around, bring it in today.
The hypocrisy again. And this government trying to... What were we, a nanny state?
It's trying to dictate.
But you can't. Because you got to do it yourself. Now, luckily, with Jackson, he's always seen me eat well, so he's always ate well. Mm. And if you do try and give him rubbish food, he'll have a little bit, but he won't really eat crisps or chocolate. But when he does, he has it in moderation.
Oh, yeah.
But if I, from when he was a baby, kept saying every Friday, fish and chips, every Saturday, McDonald's,
they're gonna eat it.
He'd get used to it. No offence to my sister, because she doesn't listen to this, but my God, her son, she always gives him crap. And now he's like 22, and I won't mention his name, but, but he's gone big.
Ken
is... Yeah. And he looks bloody terrible because... Yeah. But when I go round and I say, look, I'll do him a diet, she says, oh, yeah, trust me, Chris, he won't stick to it, because she's made him that way.
Yeah. Do you know what, right? You said there about diet, and we've been doing this HelloFresh thing.
Which is lovely, by the way.
And we've been having some, just Ginger's got a vegetarian boyfriend. We've been having these vegetarian meals turn up. And I've ate the fucking lot. And it was really tasty.
Exactly.
But it really is.
It's so different. When Linda McCartney first brought hers out, it was very basic.
Yeah.
But you go from 20 years ago to now, I love vegetarian food. Because there's such a different mixture. And in a way, I watched this programme about meat on Netflix. I forgot what it was called. Do you remember it? Oh, it was brilliant. And it sort of put me off meat. So the only meat I really eat, I love turkey. I'll never stop eating turkey.
Don't you find turkey dry?
Yeah.
I know that's a saying, isn't it?
But I like turkey is dry. Mayo.
Yeah, but when you put it in different sauces and stuff, it's just lovely. And you cut it up and put it in salads, and you've got beetroot and cucumber and tomatoes. And that, and I think it's Aldi. Aldi do this piri-piri mayonnaise. It's goddamn lovely.
Yeah.
And so I always have turkey and chicken, but when it comes to lamb or beef or steak, I don't really eat it.
Oh, yeah.
No. But I don't miss it either.
No.
That's the thing. So I do like vegetarian food.
Do you eat vegetarian food, Ada?
I've not really tried it.
Haven't you?
No. I'm not saying I don't like it, but I've just not tried it. It's something I've not tried.
But it's just that the government have been telling us 16 months what to do, and then
Yeah.
Now they're going to try. If you're that fucking worried about it, let's get it sorted now and let's, you know. I mean, they put the sugar tax out, didn't they?
I mean, I'd love to know who comes up with these stupid ideas.
I fucking wouldn't know.
It's like cigarettes. They keep putting the price of cigarettes up. Then they say, right, we can't have them on show. It still has this cancer. The numbers are still rising. So it's not working.
Well, cancer's a fucking... How can I say this? Cancer's not a myth, it's there. But my mother, right, she always ate healthy food. She never got drunk. She never smoked. She wore a bike. She walked the dogs and everything. Fucking bowel cancer got her. So where do you work that out? Yeah, June's mum smoked all her life, drank, you know, didn't do that much exercise. 80 fucking five or something when she died. So, yeah, my mum was like in late 50s.
It's all in your genes, and we all have cancer cells, and anything, they all lay dormant, but anything can trigger it off from a pint of beer to a McDonald's. It could be anything. Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah, exactly. My dad's 87 now, and he smoked since he was 13. In them days, they had them proper wood, what were they
wood
called?
Wood bite.
Yeah.
Roller.
And
like, my granny used to break the fucking filter off. That's better.
Now that's strong.
That's better now.
He drinks. He's never had water. He just has vodka and Coke. He's never had a vegetable in his life. He just has like yam, plantain, okra, just, you know, proper African food. And yet, he's only blind in one eye.
Yeah.
And he must have 40 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, he'd probably put the fag out in his eyes.
But if he stopped smoking, he'll be dead tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Get down, he'll
yeah.
win.
You know, but and then you've got someone like Christian Eriksen, who's one of the fittest guys on the planet, has a goddamn heart attack.
Yeah.
So.
Live your life while you're here, folks. Be responsible for yourselves. Definitely. Don't go feeding your kids.
But once again, every day, but just have everything in moderation.
Yeah. That's it, innit? Like, it's about taking responsibility for yourself. Just
like once every couple of months, we've got a brilliant fish and chip shop near us. And I'll have fish and chips, and I'll put salt and vinegar on, which I never do, and I do that once every 2 months, and it's a lovely little treat.
Just in moderation.
If you can see Chris on this video, you will see like he's built like fucking Rocky. Look at him. Look. In fact, we should have had you there, Chris. You know? You're right, Chris. It's the government are just a bunch of fucking knobs. They like to practice, don't they? They like to preach, but they don't practice what they preach, do they?
No. And you'll never, and we said this at the beginning of this, that you'll never change it.
I read somewhere once, do you know Eric Pickles, some fat Tory?
Eric Pickles, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he was Minister of Biscuits or something, or fucking fast food.
Did he have glasses?
Yeah, big fat chubby face. Big fatter face than me. And anyway, apparently he spent something like fucking... A lot of money on biscuits for the office. Fucking biscuits. You know, like a wage. You know, he could have probably employed a personal PA woman that was rather...
But it's like...
That Hancock could have employed for 15
that
grand.
Woman who did the salmonella? Edwina Curry. And she said, oh, you can't have eggs. You'll die salmonella. What was it called?
Salmonella.
And that was a crock of crap.
Yeah, and that killed a lot of businesses.
Killed the eggs.
Yeah.
And this is why you can't believe anything. And this is why when they say, you got to do this, you got to do that, I think, really? Because I'm not sure if I even believe you anymore.
Yeah, I don't believe
the Iraq war. Yeah. What a lie that was.
I don't believe a lot of fucking politicians now. Fucking hate the lot
it's
of them.
It's such a shame.
Red, blue, yellow. I fucking hate them all. I fucking hate the lot of them. I really do.
Can I just say this one last thing?
Yeah, because we're going to wrap this up. Yeah.
One of my favourite politicians, not I like him, the hypocrisy of this guy, Nick Clegg, when he, you know when they did the joint, the Conservatives and the Lib Dems?
The coalition.
Yeah, the coalition. And he said, and when it was just the Lib Dems, he said, but he won't raise student fees. As soon as he got like in, he became deputy.
Yeah, deputy dog.
Yeah, they raised the tuitions. And then... He ended up like the Lib Dems did terrible in the elections. He's now head of Google.
Yeah.
No, is it Google or Facebook?
Both, I think, innit? Are they both together?
In America.
Yeah.
He's on £1 million a year.
And he's looking at the comments coming. That's not a very nice comment. We'll get rid of that one.
That's it. Well, he's the head of like,
censorship
of Google
shit,
and Facebook.
Yeah.
Can you believe he got that job?
Yeah, I can.
It's disgusting.
It fucking is, isn't it?
Disgusting. He ruined so many people's lives, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's a fucking knob. So yeah. They're all fucking knobs. I hate all politicians. And June won't let me be an independent councillor. Win the local elections.
Apart from Penny Mondaunt. She's lovely.
All right.
Check her out, people.
Is she the Welsh girl?
No, she's pure English. Proper posh, like Eton. She's just lovely. Oh, she's crap at a job, but lovely to look at.
Oh, fair enough then. So this is it then, folks. This is the end of the first podcast that's in a proper podcast studio. Have you enjoyed it, lads?
Yeah, it's been great.
It has.
Really good.
Hopefully, people, you'll enjoy this. And when, you know, hopefully we've not said anything that's too controversial and you will look at it from a different point of view as well.
I don't think we have, though, have we?
No, I don't think we have. We've said things on other podcasts and I thought, oh, for fuck's sake, what's he said now?
Yeah, AD.
AD just drops a bomb in now and again. But yeah, hopefully this will carry on, folks. Please check out Grandma's Studio in Loughborough. Go on there, Grandma's Studio, for more info. We're just trying to promote a little business, aren't we?
Yeah.
Get them going, get them started. So if you've got the idea of doing a podcast, give them a bell. They're on Facebook. And come along and hire their studios out. They've got all the sound gear. They've got the equipment in the back. People will do a jingle for you. It'll be really good. But don't be too good or she'll take my fucking spot. And I don't want that. I want this podcast to grow.
Same here.
Yeah.
I want to give up my day job, so support us all.
All right, then, folks. Hopefully we might have a bit of music. So enjoy the music at the end of these titles. Okay.
See ya.
Say bye, Chris.
Bye.
They can't see you doing that. They can't see you doing that on a podcast.
All right, sorry.
Because this is hopefully going out on fucking Castbox or whatever it is as well and whatever.
Laters.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.